USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says Americans could start getting relief checks from the government within 3 weeks in the face of the coronavirus crisis. That assumes the Senate-passed stimulus bill now clears the House today and is signed by President Trump. Mnuchin says
the American workers and American public and American business, they need the money now. So this is not the time to debate a bill that passed with every single vote.
In the interview with CNBC, Mnuchin brushed off some concerns about a record number of weekly jobless claims last week, nearly 3.3 million. Southwest Airlines now cutting 1,500 daily flights as the virus slashes demand for air travel. China banning most foreigners from entering the country now to combat the virus. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Well, the energy is good. You know, you hear the commercials and it sounds, you know, pretty hokey to be perfectly honest, but I used to get tired at early afternoon and now I don't get tired till evening and I don't get sleepy as early as I used to and I definitely have more energy. I have fewer aches and pains. I haven't had any colds. It seems to be working, so I'll keep going with it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The Department of Agriculture says it's trying to make it easier to feed children during this pandemic. As Secretary Sonny Perdue said yesterday, there will be changes removing administrative roadblocks for those who serve meals. The changes allow parents or guardians to take meals home to their kids and also applies to seniors and people with disabilities. Walgreens has begun drive-through shopping during the virus outbreak. The drugstore chain says shoppers can now pull up to the drive-through window and ask for a menu of available items, not just prescriptions. Legendary Harlem Globetrotter Fred Curley Neal has passed away. For over 20 years, the basketball legend displayed some pretty slick dribbling skills while sporting his signature shaved head and bright smile. He became the face of the team as he played in over 6,000 games across 97 countries. Curley Neal was 77. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
Some breaking news is Attorney General William Barr is telling federal prisons to send some inmates home. Yesterday, he directed the Bureau of Prisons to increase home confinement for older inmates and those with underlying health conditions as another way of trying to slow the spread of the coronavirus. The U.S. Space Force has launched its first satellite. The new military branch conducting a national security space launch from Cape Canaveral yesterday. The United Launch Alliance rocket putting a military communication satellite into orbit the U.S. Space Force had started last December under an order from President Trump. Britain's Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have reportedly left Canada and are now staying in Los Angeles. People magazine says they're living in a secluded compound, and they stay inside due to the lockdown anyway. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex left the UK for British Columbia last January, and they're officially stepping down from their royal duties effective this upcoming Tuesday. And Barack Obama is praising Dr. Anthony Fauci, saying he's been educating people about the coronavirus. The former president left a comment during a live question-and-answer session that Steph Curry of the Golden State Warriors was holding with Dr. Fauci. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.